Take me out to the ball game.
That's right, take me out.
Take me out with the crowd.
At least the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack.
Don't they have any fruit here?
I don't care if I never get back.
I will come home, though. Have you been to Miller Park to spend an afternoon with our Brewers? It's beyond something. The moment you drive into the parking lot, you know you're in Milwaukee. I have never experienced a more excited community when it comes to setting up a grill and eating a sausage at the back end of one's car. Okay, let's say a friend comes to visit from, well, anywhere but here, and you inform him that you are leaving your house 4 hours early so you could cook and eat off a hibachi on the asphalt of a parking lot. I'm sure his first question would be, why? Are there no food operations inside the stadium? Once the pregame parking lot feast is finished, it's time to move inside the almost outside ballpark. Yeah, that's right. It's almost outside in that ballpark. And what a ballpark it is. It's completely cool. From its retractable scalloped roof, to its chasing marketing electronics, to the water park-like Bernie Brewer slide. The physical building is a wonder. Put that all aside and take in the experience. I went to the game a week ago Sunday and looked around and saw humanity at its best. From the guy with the T-shirt that read, "The more I drink, the better looking you get." To the couple completely making out. Oh. Right in front of me, which has happened to me more than once at that ballpark, to the kids behind me eating that second mound of cotton candy, then all but bouncing out of their seats from the dangerous sugar levels, the man a few rows back screaming nonsensicals for 7 of 9 innings. When I didn't hear him anymore, I assumed he must have finally fallen asleep. It turns out he left after the sausage race. Okay, the sausage race. The Italian won, but was almost beaten by the chorizo. Try to explain that whole thing to your out-of-town visitor. No, they're racing sausages. What do you mean this is almost stupid? What's so stupid about a sausage race? You know what? I think you're stupid. Why did you even come to visit? I have been 3 games and have enjoyed the entire experience. Besides all I talked about, it's the Brewers that are the real draw. Ben Sheets and Bill Hall and J.J. Hardy and Prince Fielder, Brian Braun. Yum. All of them. When they're home, it's great to spend some time with them at our Miller Park.
Very nice, John.
Thanks.
Yum.
Yum.
It's, and you know what, the whole, it's not the grilling outside the back of the car thing. It's just the camaraderie of everyone around you. It's the community that you feel.
All right.
I would bug
it. I think it's the once a year where the guy slides the grill under the car so no one steals it and the car
and the
goes
car
up
goes
in flames.
On fire. Yeah,
because it catches fire.
Happens all the time. Once a year it happens.
It does?
Oh, yeah. They'll call.
Now that I'd go for.
Yeah. No, I was back.
Put her under the gas.
I told
tank.
You I was back east. I was watching the Pirates play the Washington Nationals. Okay. Now, the guy for the Pirates, the announcer, they were at Washington. You talked about the racing sausages.
Mm-hmm.
They have the racing presidents in Washington.
Oh.
So they have these gigantic heads of George Washington and Abe Lincoln, and they race. And the guy actually said that he felt that the racing presidents were better than our racing sausages.
I don't think so.
And he also said he thought the Pirates' racing pierogies were just as good as our racing
sausages.
See, this
sausages. Is it happens all over the place, apparently.
I had no idea.
Oh, yeah. There are racing pierogies.
So are they like sauerkraut potato cheese?
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, how did you
they
know
have
that?
Racing.
I'm married to a Lewandowski. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. They have racing pierogies in Pittsburgh.
I'll be darned, I didn't know that.
Racing presidents in Washington, and of course we have our racing sausages.
You know, the chorizo's got no chance in that race.
Why because of the wind resistance.
Because he's got the sombrero.
Hat.
Got the gigantic sombrero.
And the sombrero flips up, and it's wind resistant, and he gets slowed down by the end of the race.
Are those the 3 that have the racing things, then? Is there any place else?
Oh, no, I believe there are. Yeah, I believe
they
there are
They all stole it from us.
And what are the racing pierogies? What kind would they be?
Sauerkraut, potato, cheese. I'm sure you can stuff a pierogi with anything because it's, you know, it's wonderful dough and it's a big dumpling.
And in there you put sour cream and then do you bake it?
No. The dough can have sour cream in it, but then you make like a sauerkraut mixture and you stuff it like a pocket. You would make like you'd cut a round, fill it, and then you seal it like a Chinese dumpling. You've never had a pierogi?
I don't think I have. Do you bake it or fry it?
You could do both in butter.
I think, and the way you can fry something in butter, I've been to your house. You fried those fingerling potatoes that I still dream about. You fried those in more butter. It was like we could have had a corn roast with that butter.
It was a couple of sticks. But we're going to have to get some up from Polonia's or Cracovia. Hmm. Have them bring some up for you because I think you'd like them. It's a huge Polish tradition.
The Great Pierogi Race is a promotion between innings during a Pirates baseball game that features four contestants.
Okay.
You've got sauerkraut Saul, red. Okay. You've got Oliver Onion, purple.
Oh, that's the one I missed.
You got Cheese Chester, yellow, and Jalapeno Hannah, green. Most of the race takes place as an animated sequence on the video board.
Oh, and then it ends live.
Yeah.
See, that's the Brewers used to do that, too.
The pierogies travel once a year to Miller Park to take on the Brewers Racing Sausages.
Oh, they do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that we've got to see.
When the Pirates play the Brewers.
See, now I'm a big fan of the Milwaukee Admirals have the skating cheeses. the big Merckx cheese, and they do a race. Everyone does a race now. And they're all derivative. We started it. Everyone's ripping it off.
Mm-hmm.
We did start it, though, huh?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's it. So it's just the Brewers, the Pirates, and the Nationals who have the races right now. Home run celebrations, the Mets, Brewers, and Giants, of course, with Bernie Brewer.
Mm-hmm.
Sing-alongs, Yankees, Red Sox, Cubs, and then they've got baseball personalities.
Hmm.
Ronnie Woo-Woo Wickers.
Woo-woo!
Cubs fan.
And then they used to have Andy the Clown, the Sox fan.
Oh, I didn't know about him.
Yeah, Andy the Clown. He wasn't, I don't think he was sanctioned by the Sox.
Mm-hmm.
He was just a guy that dressed up like a clown and hung around the stadium, which he may not have even been there for the games.
By the way, did you know that the actual sausage race was a virtual race until the year 2000?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So till 2000, it was just
virtual. Somebody who was a very forward-thinking individual
Absolutely.
Decided to put people in the costumes.
Yeah.